It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Karen Peck from Grand River Meals on Wheels is here again to finish off March for meals.
Yes.
A lot of activity in March for this.
It has been. It's been a crazy, wonderful month.
And it's been fun.
It has been.
It really has been, talking a lot about Meals on Wheels. Of course, March for Meals always ends with the Grand River Gallop, which, as it happens, just always happens to be the first weekend in April, which is this Saturday this year, by the way. We'll talk more about that in registration. Let's run back all the things that you've done so far this year. I know we did the empty bowls. We actually did a live broadcast out there. Got to sample some tasty soup at empty bowls.
And then we did Community Champions. Just got done with that last week.
Was it last week? Okay. Mm-hmm. Community Champions, again, is where you ask local firefighters
and elected officials to come and experience Meals on Wheels firsthand, deliver a few meals, get to know what it's all about, and then they can take that information back with them. It's especially, I think, important with our elected officials.
Sure.
So they know what the program's all about and also that it's available in the communities that they're overseeing.
Right. If there's a question that they come that they vote on, you want them to know what the program is about and how important it is, right?
That's right.
And, of course, for the public safety folks, you know, we're talking about fire, police, you like them to know because they may come into contact with somebody that may be able to make use of Meals on Wheels.
Right, that it would be a benefit to them.
Right, exactly, a resource.
Mm-hmm.
They like to know about those resources. Now, Meals on Wheels is not intended to be a permanent thing, right?
Well, for some people it is, because for some people it keeps them in their home. And people like the Durrells, they are in their home that they've been in for almost 50 years, and they want to stay there for as long as possible. And we help them do that. For some people, it is a recovery tool. So we offer 2 weeks free Meals on Wheels after a surgery or a stay at Grand River Health. And that's intended to get you back on your feet and allow you to stay out of the hospital and get going and move into your normal life again. So, and then the kind of the third group that gets Meals on Wheels are people who are disabled and need it. So we have people who are blind and with a lot of other things.
And so that might also fall under that permanent category.
Exactly.
If you will. Again, Grand River Meals on Wheels serves folks from Newcastle to Parachute. And 5 days a week, you bring those folks a hot lunch. You've got about 100 volunteers that help make that happen.
Right.
Like to mention the volunteers because they're really where the rubber meets the road, literally and figuratively in this case, right?
Exactly. They really are the heart and the souls, the hands and the feet of the program because they're out there every day, Monday through Friday, delivering the meals, saying hi, giving the safety check, the sense of security that homebound seniors often need.
Safety check. When you say safety check, just checking in with these folks, or is it more involved than that?
No, it's just checking in, making sure they answer the door. Most Meals on Wheels clients know that if they're not going to be there, say they have a doctor's appointment over their noontime, they call us, so we don't deliver on that day. So if someone is not there, we go through a certain protocol to locate them.
To make sure they're okay.
Right, right. And it might be calling their emergency contact person, and the emergency contact person may know more information about them and say, oh, they must have just forgotten to call that they had an appointment in Grand Junction today, so they're not going to be there. Or they could say, oh, I don't know. You know, I'm going to go check on mom, or I'm going to go check on so-and-so. And that's an important part of these homebound seniors' lives.
Sure, absolutely. As well as the folks recovering.
Right.
You know, if you had some kind of surgery, I mean, a number of things can go wrong that are unexpected. And so it's helpful to have somebody checking in on a daily basis.
Right. I mean, there's a story. It's from about 6 years ago, but a 93-year-old woman was out in her backyard. She was one of our clients, shoveling the snow in winter without a coat on. And she fell and could not get up. And it was our Meals on Wheels crew that found her in the backyard. I mean, she was starting to enter hypothermia, and, you know, it's a 911 call, and then it's out of our hands. But it was a safety check that if we had not come at noon or one, who knows what the outcome would have been.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember you telling that story in the past.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. And like you say, thank goodness she was signed up for Meals on Wheels.
Right, right.
Let's get back to the Grand River Gallop again. It's this Saturday. If folks would like to sign up for the Grand River Gallop this year, they can just go to the website, grandriverhealth.org. Down at the bottom of the page, I think it was the second icon over, click on Grand River Gallop and you can sign up right there.
Right. It's our little horse with the superhero cape on.
Which has been the same for the last few years. It's so cute.
That's right.
I don't know who came up with that that design, but it's very, very clever. $28, by the way, for individuals, or $40 if you want to. On the website, it says team. Team means family.
Right. So it could be a mom and dad and a couple of children, things like that. And that is the team. It's actually family.
Gotcha. And, well, a family is a team.
There you go.
They
should be.
That's right. Absolutely. In the best case scenario, anyway, that's the case.
Right.
And there is a, if you decide to wait until Saturday, the price actually goes up for registration.
Right. And actually, I think the cutoff date is on Friday in the middle of the day.
So around noon or so on Friday.
Right,
is when the deadline will be online. And again, price goes up not a lot, but a little bit. So if you decide to sign up for the Grand River Gallop on site on Saturday morning, it'll be $35 for individuals and $45 for family. We will take a quick break. When we come back, we'll visit a little bit more about the Grand River Gallop and talk about other ways that you can support Meals on Wheels. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again this afternoon, we're visiting with Karen Peck. She
Howdy, howdy.
You do a lot of things. Of course, Meals on Wheels is probably the most publicly recognizable, the most visible thing that you do. But you're also
right.
in charge of volunteers overall at Grand River.
Right. And scholarships. Maybe I'll put a plug in for scholarships right there.
Oh,
in
sure.
Here because
okay.
The deadline is this next Monday, April the 3rd. So all of you who are entering a healthcare career and are graduating from a high school in our hospital district, which means Grand Valley, Rifle, or Coleridge, get those applications in.
Okay, so talk to your guidance counselor, or I'm sure that there's probably information on the website, too. Like
that's right, grandriverhealth.org.
Okay, grandriverhealth.org. You can also learn more about the Grand River Gallop, which, again, happens this Saturday. If folks, for whatever reason, they're thinking, well, maybe I will, maybe I won't, I don't mind paying the extra to sign up. So they show up on Saturday. Where do they sign up Saturday morning?
Okay. Saturday morning, there will be a registration table at the South Clinic entrance, which is the entrance closest to the foothills. The parking will also be the two southwest parking lots, and you'll walk on over to the big glass doors. Come on in and get your names down. It's real important that we get you into the right age category and gender category because we have first, second, and third medals for 16 different categories.
Wow.
I know. It is kind of mind-boggling to try to balance that all and get it right.
So 3 times 16 would be 48? You've got 48 different prizes that you'll award?
Right. Yes,
that would
yes.
Be, that would be 58, actually.
Well, no, I think it's 30. Well,
32 plus 16.
Here we are 16. Doing math on the radio.
Okay,
we
so it would be 48.
Okay. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
No more math questions. All I know is
I really hope my high school or junior high math teacher is not listening right now.
Yeah. Are they in the valley?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That is bad. Okay, oh, no, man. There are 16 first prizes, 16 second prizes, and 16 third prizes that are
so
all out
that's
there.
A lot of court to coordinate. And again, that's 16 different prizes in each category, first, second, and third.
Right, right.
And so a lot of stuff to coordinate. And so you want folks to get there to register in advance if possible. But, of course, you'll take the registration fee on Saturday morning as well.
Right, right.
And when you talk about the South Clinic entrance, that's the entrance that we go to if we've ever, like, been to an event at Grand
exactly.
River.
Exactly.
Okay. So it's, I would call it parking in the back.
Right, right. You see those foothills and you keep driving towards the foothills until you can't drive anymore.
Okay. Toward Grass Mesa. I got it. How much? We said $35 for individuals and $45 for families. That's if you decide to register on Saturday. What time is what I was trying to ask?
Oh, okay. Registration opens at 8 a.m. The race will start at 9. So if you're not registered, the closer to 8 a.m., the better. Because someone's entering all your information onto an online program, and that is time-consuming.
All right. So, and again, the race starts at 9, so the earlier you get there, the better it's going to be. Plus, there's also some, even if you are pre-registered, you'll have to check in, right?
Right. Yep.
So what is the race path? What's the route?
The race route is you leave the parking lot and go up 320. Past the fire station, right around the fire station, if you're doing just the 2K, is the 2K turnaround. But you keep going on almost up to the yellow church on the right. How's that? And it'll all be marked.
We're
so.
Going toward Tagama Mesa, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the turnaround for the 5K. So it is a turnaround race. And you just run up, and then on the way back, it's running down the hill. So that makes it kind of nice.
And again, it's a run and a walk, right?
Exactly. You can bring strollers. You can bring dogs. We do ask for strollers and dogs to be at the end or the back of the starting line, because then the serious racers aren't impeded as they make a quick start out of the gate.
Well, and again, this is part of a charity series, so if folks are serious about this, I would assume that you run in all five races and how you place in each one of those five races, and you might get something big toward the end.
Exactly.
Okay, very cool. It's the Colorado River Valley Charity Race. This is the second of five.
Right.
You said.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the third one is off the top
Titan
of your head?
Titan Trot.
That's the Titan Trot. Yeah, you mentioned that earlier. Okay.
Right.
All right, which obviously will have something to do with Coleridge.
Exactly. I think it supports their Coleridge Booster Club.
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Again, if you would like to sign up for the Grand River Gallop, just go to grandriverhealth.org. You are encouraged to sign up in advance. Deadline is going to be around noon on Friday. Again, in advance, it's $28 for individuals, $40 for a family. Or if you wait until Saturday, it's going to go up about $5. So $35 for individuals, $45 for the family if you wait until Saturday. And again, you don't have to be serious if you just want to participate. That's absolutely welcome. Speaking of participating, costumes have always been a part of the Grand River Gallop. You encourage folks to dress up as their favorite superhero, right?
Right. You can be your hometown hero. That's like police or fire sort of person. Or you could be a superhero. It always makes it really fun. And since this race is on April Fool's Day, I'm telling you, the sky's the limit here. So just as long as you're fully dressed, come on out and have a ball with your costuming.
Thank you for mentioning that. Again, the website is grandriverhealth.org. Again, you'll have to scroll down to the bottom of the page, and there's a logo, a round logo with the horse and the cape for Grand River Gallop. Take one final break. When we come back, we will wrap things up and talk about some other special programs. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Karen Peck. She takes care of Grand River Meals on Wheels, among other things, at Grand River Hospital. In Rifle, again, serving folks that are homebound, are recovering from a hospital stay, or disabled from Parachute to Newcastle. March is a big time for Meals on Wheels. It's a national March for Meals thing that we do every year. There are a number of different events. And it always ends, well, sort of, with something called the Grand River Gallop, which, at least for the last several years anyway, has been the first weekend in April. This year it's this Saturday, so April Fool's Day. And don't be fooled, the race really will happen. Again, check-in starts around 8 o'clock or so this Saturday, and you're encouraged to sign up in advance at grandriverhealth.org. Just fill out the form there. It's $28 for individuals, $40 for an entire family if you sign up in advance. Again, the online registration will be closed off at noon this Friday. Now, in addition to Grand River Gallop and the Empty Bowls fundraiser and all this other stuff.
Community champions, yes, exactly. Et cetera, et cetera.
You still have some March events upcoming.
That's right. This Friday, we're doing our Let's Do Lunch event. And during Let's Do Lunch, what we do is we invite area businesses to come out and experience, once again, delivering Meals on Wheels to a few people. Then again, they can go out in the community and be advocates for our program. This Friday, we have the Rifle Library staff will be sending representatives and also the Rifle Animal Shelter. So it ought to be a great time with that group of people.
And what are you serving? Do you know?
Well, guess what? We don't feed them. We give them a free meal ticket that they can use any day. But on Friday, it's more learning about the program, going out and delivering. And it's a learning time.
Okay.
And it's not really a let's eat together time.
Okay. So it's kind of like the community champions.
Exactly. Yes.
Where the idea is you get them to actually go out and meet some of these folks that benefit from Meals on Wheels.
Right. And have firsthand experience.
Right. So volunteers from the library and the Rifle Animal Shelter. Do you know if they'll be bringing some extra volunteers from the animal shelter?
Probably not.
Okay.
A lot of our Meals on Wheels clients actually have pets, and we might have a problem if we brought another pet in there.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Speaking of which, kind of like the UPS driver, the mail carrier, your Meals on Wheels volunteers carry some treats with them for the animals,
right,
too, don't
we
they?
Always give them milk bones, and so the dogs from that are with our Meals on Wheels clients are usually pretty friendly towards our drivers because they know they're going to get a treat. We also do Portions for Pets, which is another program where we provide one bag of dog food or cat food to a client just so everyone gets the right nutrition. We don't want the Meals on Wheels client feeding half their lunch to their dog and only getting half the nutritional value. Not only is it not good for the dog, but it's not good for the person to not eat the whole meal.
Right. So you want to make sure everybody is getting what they need.
Right.
And not sharing with someone else. Reminds me of a story, actually. When I was a kid, my grandpa spent a little while in the hospital. So we'd go to visit him, and he would give me his dessert and stuff. And after a while, the nurse came in and caught me. And she said, that's kind of a problem because we need to know how much he ate to make sure he's getting enough.
Right.
And so, you know, he felt bad, but he, you know, kind of gave me a wink and said, well, it's okay. I'm not sure what the point of that story is, but it reminded me anyway. The point is, that's what Portions for Pets is all about, is making sure that there's plenty for the pets so that mm-hmm. the Meals on Wheels client doesn't have to share, if you will. You, speaking of sharing, you shared an interesting fact. I'm not sure if you've shared this in the past or not, but today you mentioned that there's some recent research that talks about the impact of Meals on Wheels on other forms of public assistance.
Right. So Brown University did a pretty extensive research project a few years ago, and the outcome of that was they came up with a figure that for every $1 spent on a Meals on Wheels program, $50 was saved in that area on Medicare costs, which is fairly significant. So, for example, for our program, that means that we're saving Garfield County $5 million a year. Now, I mean, who can really prove that? But you also have to realize that the cost of 1 year's worth of Meals on Wheels delivered to someone is the same amount as 1 day's stay in a hospital. And that is not in ICU or ER. That's just a normal hospital stay. So you can either put out a little money towards a program that helps a person stay out of the hospital, or you can put out a lot of money to help them while they're in the hospital.
Let's talk about funding. You do a lot of fundraisers, you know, particularly around March, because that's March for Meals. And so there's been motivation to do that up to this point. How is Grand River Meals on Wheels funded?
Well, the base of Grand River Meals on Wheels is funded by Grand River Health. They believe in the program. They've been funding it for 41 years. Now, it hasn't been as big for 41 years because we're now up to about 17,000 meals a year. But the rest of it, and really what allows us to move forward in grace and fullness, is the community donation. So we have great community donations for the past 5 years that just amaze me. When I see a check come in $20 here or a check come in $1,000 there, I'm always just like, wow, thank you. That is so significant to know that the community backs us and that that money comes from all over the place.
And that's community support, not only from a monetary standpoint, but also those 100 or so volunteers.
Exactly. I think once you start delivering Meals on Wheels, it becomes like so fun. I mean, you start relationships with the clients, and then you want to go out every week and see how Johnny's doing or Sally's doing, because you have this ongoing relationship, and it's not just, okay, I'm going to get this done. Here's your meal. Bye.
And in a lot of cases, you'll actually have your Meals on Wheels volunteers. They'll bring along like one of their kids or a grandkid or something like
right.
that.
Right. Well. And I love that. And I think the Meals on Wheels clients love that. I mean, how much better is it to receive a meal from a six-year-old than from whatever year old that I am? You know, it's just much more fun.
And it's all appreciated, of course.
Right.
And to come back, bring the conversation full circle again, the Grand River Board supports Meals on Wheels, and then you get money from these fundraisers and donations. So you don't receive any federal funding for the Grand River Meals on Wheels. That may not be the case in other areas, but for Grand River, you don't get any federal funding.
That's
it's
right.
All
right.
Local, local, local.
So as long as it keeps coming locally, we're fine, and we hope to have another 40 years. So.
There you go, another 41.
Yeah, another 41.
17,000 meals a year that Meals on Wheels provides. Again, that study says a dollar spent on Meals on Wheels saves $50 in Medicare costs. So, again, Medicare would be for elderly for the most part, or people that are disabled, I believe, would be the Medicare, as opposed to Medicaid, which anybody can get as long as they fit the financial requirements.
Right, right.
Just to be clear, as I like to say, my knowledge is an inch deep and about 10 million miles wide. What else have we not talked about? We talked about Portions for Pets. We talked about Let's Do Lunch this Friday, again, where the Rifle Library staff and volunteers from the Rifle Animal Shelter will get to see Meals on Wheels firsthand and how it works. Birthday bags. What's that?
Well, we do birthday bags for our Meals on Wheels clients.
Oh. Would have brought me a bag yesterday.
That's right. That was your birthday, and I missed it. Well, I brought you cookies. That's good enough, right? All I need is a candle.
It's there. We don't need to go that far.
And so in the bags are little things that we collect and we put together, but we also have a knitting group, Stitches from the Heart, that always has some knitting project to go into the bags. So it might be scarves 1 year, hot pads 1 year, things like that. And they just really enjoy doing it. And I think the clients enjoy getting what's in their bags.
Well, everybody likes, you know, a little special recognition on their birthday, right?
Right.
What about blizzard bags?
Well, blizzard bags are something that we do during the winter months, and we put together 48 hours of shelf-stable food so that a person can just leave it in the bag all winter, and if a storm does come up and things roads become inaccessible, they know that on their shelf they have 48 hours of food, and that really reduces food anxiety.
Sure. Well, and obviously you want to take care of your volunteers as well. So if roads are impassable, if the volunteer knows that there's 48 hours of food in that Meals on Wheels client's house, they're going to be less likely to put themselves in harm's way.
Right.
After
although
all, if you're volunteering,
my volunteers, in the 10 years of doing this program, we have delivered every day, Monday through Friday, because I have some very enthusiastic volunteers that look at it as a challenge, and they will go up to the door, and the client says, "What are you doing here? Don't you know it's snowing and it's blizzard?" And he says, "Well, here's your meal."
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Again, they all deserve respect and recognition.
A big hand of applause.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A big hand. Big hand. Again, about 100 volunteers that help make Grand River Meals on Wheels happen.
Right.
Again, if you would like to help support Grand River Meals on Wheels, as Karen kind of touched on this, you know, you can donate at any time.
Right. You can actually go to our website, and where it says pay your bill, it also says donate. And you go through a thing, and you can donate using your credit card right now. But mostly I get people who just send in checks.
Gotcha. And, of course, you can, what is it, 15, what's the address?
Oh, P.O. Box 912, Rifle, Colorado, 81650.
I was thinking of the physical address.
Right. So. It would get to us either way.
All right.
I'm sure.
Box 912 in Rifle, 81650. Again, at any time. Now, if folks, obviously, when you have 100 volunteers, you're going to have most of those folks that are dedicated and rock solid. Occasionally, you've got someone that has a situation that changes or they move away. So you're always looking for new volunteers. If someone would like to become a Meals on Wheels volunteer,
then just give Dee a call at 625-6215, and we'll get the process going. We could use volunteer drivers for Parachute and volunteer drivers for Silt and Newcastle routes. We do 5 routes a day, so 2 are in Parachute, 1 is Silt and Newcastle, and 2 are in Rifle.
Are there minimum requirements for a Meals on Wheel volunteer?
You need to be 18, and you need to have a good driver's record.
But as far as number of days a week that you deliver, anything like that?
No, we have some volunteers that deliver once a quarter, and then some that are on a sub list, and we know we can call them on occasion.
All right. Again, that phone number is 625-6215. Dee would be happy to get you set up with the paperwork. Obviously, you know, we are dealing with a hospital and with privacy issues and that sort of thing, so you will go through a background check. And there is
a drug screen.
Exactly.
And, I mean, it's kind of the whole nine yards as far as the volunteer application goes.
Again, you could join the about 100 or so Meals on Wheels volunteers that put a smile on folks' faces every day from Newcastle to Parachute. Again, GrandRiverHealth.org, and you can sign up for the Grand River Gallop at GrandRiverHealth.org as well. Again, the race is this Saturday. The deadline for online registration is Friday around noon. If you register after that, which would be at the hospital on Saturday morning, you'll pay a little bit more.
Right. And actually check the website, and it may not allow you to sign up once the deadline's passed.
That would be my guess.
They'll just pull it.
Right, exactly. So if it disappears, then, you know, you'll have to just go down there as close to 8 o'clock as you can on Saturday morning.
And do a paper form.
There you go, which we all love so much. I'm not sure I would remember how to do a paper form. Karen, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me. This has been fun.
All the best. And I'm sure that we'll talk to you before next March, but if we don't, take care until then.
All right. Thank you.
Again, grandriverhealth.org. And again, the sign up for the Grand River Gallup is toward the bottom of the page. So just scroll all the way to the bottom. I think it was the second logo from the left is where the horse with the cape was. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.